It's a Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Kelly Schultz. With me is Bemidji State women's hockey goaltender Zuzana Tomchikova, a junior from Bratislava, Slovakia. Z, what was it like to finally defeat those darn Bulldogs?
It was exciting. I mean, we all looked forward to those games and we really wanted to win. And it's a new season and we definitely need some points. As coach always says, we need points every weekend. So we were going into that game wanting to win and it worked out. So it doesn't matter if it's 1-0, if it's 5-3, whatever the score is, we won and we got the 3 points. So that's the most important thing.
Emily Erickson told me after that game that she went up to you and promised you she would put one in, or as she said, pop one in. How excited were you that she followed through on her promise?
I was. We were sitting in the locker room and I was like, Em, how many more breakaways do you need this game? And she's like, yeah, I know, right? What should I do? What should I do? Like, how should I score on her? And I'm like, I don't know. Just shoot it in. And she did. So it was exciting. It was a lot of fun.
Well, your team's now beaten two nationally ranked teams this season and pretty much have proved that BSU is a team to be reckoned with, not only in this league, but in college hockey. Wouldn't you say that the sky is the limit this year for your squad?
Definitely. I mean, every season it's a new year, new players come in, so all the teams change, so we can take it to another level this year, and that's definitely what we're going to try to do.
Just how much has your team improved, you know, since your freshman year, now you're into your junior year? What kinds of things have you seen that have been improvements?
I don't know. I think we just didn't have that much luck my freshman year, and we had a lot of freshmen that year. I think it was 12 of us or something like that. So that definitely changed the way we play, and now we're more experienced, and we just work hard, and we have a little bit of luck, so that's definitely helping.
Your team had a 4-game win streak coming into Saturday night. How much of the newness of this building or the excitement of playing in a brand-new rink has that carried on and kind of created all the, I don't want to call it luck, but, the quality of games that your team's played?
Everybody's happy that we can have this facility, and it's amazing, and we get so much. We're so lucky, so we definitely want to play the best as we can, and it's been working for us so far. I don't know if it's the new building or not, probably not, but it's just a lot of fun to play in here, and we're very happy we get to enjoy this facility.
Z, you've already accomplished a lot for Bemidji State on the ice. Do you keep track of any of the records that you have set or anything like that? Or is that something you just look beyond and just look to get wins for your team?
I mean, records are always nice, but they're made to be broken. So I don't think my records will stay that long. Actually, I hope they won't stay that long because that means that somebody else came and they're better. So the teams keep getting better. So it's nice, but at the end, the points matter and it matters if we win or not. The records don't matter in that way.
Your defense has put up a lot of blocks in front of you. I know Marley last weekend in the post game, I asked her almost the same question. I said, your defense has been really good this year, putting up a lot of block shots. And she made the comment that you said that your defense must not have much faith in you back there if they're blocking that many shots. But wouldn't you say your defense is by far one of the better teams when it comes to blocking shots, or even the best team in the league?
Definitely. I mean, that's what our defensive coverage kind of is. We work a lot on blocking shots and helping me out that way. And yes, I do say that they probably don't trust me if they block so many. Because sometimes I call whatever Marley does, it's a suicide block. She just goes down on her knees and just waits to be hit. So, I mean, it's definitely nice to have some help out there. And it's nice to see that people are willing to take the shots and for the team.
That's all about the team, isn't it?
Yep, pretty much.
All right, now on to the tricky question. You've got North Dakota coming in here this weekend. What's your team doing to get ready for them?
I mean, as always, we work on our D coverage, and as coach always say, the shots are precious in this league. So, I mean, the forwards work on getting the shots on net and getting hard shots and quality shots. So that's the most important thing. But I think that's what we work on before every opponent. It's not anything special against North Dakota. I mean, we need to play our game, and that's what we need to do.
This season, you've been backed up by Alana McElhenney. She's put on some great performances, as you do. What's it been like for the two of you challenging each other and trying to get that starting role? Obviously, you started the last two weekends, but anything can happen. What kind of relationship do you have with Mac?
I think our relationship is really good. We're friends and we don't look at who's playing and who's not. And if the other one's playing, we try to support each other and make what's the best for the team, obviously, as I said before, because who's winning, the person plays. So, I mean, it's always nice to play, but if it's not, I'm glad it's Atlanta.
Being so far from home, how hard is it to be away from your family? They're obviously in Slovakia. Do they get a chance to come over to the States to see you play at all?
My mom was going to come this year, actually, over Thanksgiving, but we get to go to Columbus, so that's out of the question. And no, I do miss them a lot, but I'm used to it by now. I've been away from home since I was 16, so by now it kind of adds up and you get used to it, but I'm really looking forward to Christmas that I get to spend some time with them.
Thanks so much, Z, for being so candid. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.